We want to check in with Assistant Professor of Political Science at Union College, Brad Hayes, who, of course, is a regular on Congressional Corner and the Roundtable, and it's a pleasure to welcome him this evening. Brad, thank you very much for being with us.
No, it's my pleasure to be on.
You know, we like to call Brad our political scientist in residence. He's done a terrific job for us.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be on. Certainly on an exciting night like tonight, it's particularly a pleasure.
What is exciting you when it comes to the numbers you're seeing so far?
Well, I mean, obviously if you're an Obama supporter, I think you like what you're seeing, right? I think you like the numbers that are coming out of Ohio. You like the kind of the strong turnout that we seem to be hearing about in the northeastern part of the state, up in Cuyahoga County in Ohio, where Cleveland is. You have to like, if you're looking down to Florida, you have to like some of the exit polls that are showing things like independent voters are breaking for Obama, which is a little bit surprising. So, you know, those kinds of things certainly bode well for Obama. And even if, in fact, he doesn't end up taking, say, Florida, you have to like that trend in terms of the way it's going to progress nationally.
And when we think about the numbers that we're seeing so far and how it's going to work its way across the country, I mean, we're really the states, the polls have closed in the states that we're really watching with bated breath here.
Yeah, I mean, so some of these, you know, obviously we're kind of, getting a good hold on places like Michigan and
right.
Pennsylvania and Ohio is becoming more clear. Virginia, I guess, kind of remains up for grabs. But, obviously when we're looking at some of kind of the strength in turnout, in places like northern Ohio, that projects well for Wisconsin. And if you're looking, you know, for evidence that that Obama might benefit from a stronger Hispanic turnout, that's going to benefit him in places like Colorado. So, you know, in some ways, we can begin to look at certain states and then project and anticipate perhaps a good performance in some other states that have yet to close.
So what are you seeing in eventual outcome here? I think I hear you hinting Obama's going to win. Do you believe that?
Well, I guess I am, if I'm a betting man, I'm betting much more heavily on Obama. And, you know, Romney has always had a very kind of narrow pathway to the presidency through the Electoral College. And it really required him to have a very good night and Obama to have not a very good night, or at least if we're thinking about early voting the last couple of weeks. So, and it's one of those things that it does not appear to be happening that way. And so that just makes it very, very difficult for Romney to pull this off. So, you know, if I'm a betting man, as of this point, you know, I'm putting some money on Obama.
Brad Hayes is Assistant Professor of Political Science at Union College. Brad, I know we'll be talking with you later on and, of course, tomorrow as well. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brad.